All right, welcome to PRQ Timelines. I created this show so I could prove how we could prove that the advances in our life that we think are very efficient, and I made that happen, were in many cases orchestrated, or we reacted to situations that didn't necessarily come from our core, came from reacting to things outside of ourselves. So everything outside of ourselves that we react to and then try and control, combined with nice layer of alien technology and so forth. Thank you, BBS Radio, and thank you for the people that space, and thank you for the PRQ team for staying up with all the events. I didn't see any callers yet, BBS, so I'll keep chatting here. Thank you. I see him now. One of the timelines I can show you, if you do go to forthepeople.space, that is very similar to what you're about ready to go through too, not to put absolution or timelines in your reality other than the ones I really love, like Antarctica. The Mysteries of Egypt on forthepeople.space, you'll notice that there was a king's chamber and a queen's chamber in the pyramid. And they've misnamed it to a degree for deception, unfortunately. But if you had the most conscious people in your tribe, and or in this case, the queen and the king lived with you, we would be ambassadors for communication to the other worlds, the other universes, the other planets, and you could use it obviously for free energy communication, transportation. You have ability on your planet. Now you have anti-aging on your planet. You can turn yourself back to 32 years old right now if you want, or many ages. And in the programs they had me in, they had to shrink me because I got too tall when I was in fourth grade. I ended up being 6 feet tall. And so they give you more pills and regress you. There's many ways to do progression and regression here. And then, of course, the mind control will go along with it. You can thank the industrial military complex that's all over the planet being done away with. Another timeline. Anyway, it's a great article, very well done for the people.space, and it is all accurate. You have eight-sided vessels there. Don't get too hung up on the shafts not being in the shape of a pyramid, but that's, we look at things energetically, not physically. So anyway, that's where you're headed. And we have all that technology around you. Imagine not having an electric bill one day. Lots of things. Man, where do I start? We got some great callers today. Niana from Germany on line two. Strange experiences in dream time. Did I say it right? Niana.
Hi, Q.
Hi.
It's Niana.
Niana. You don't know my other German friend, do you?
I do. I very well do.
I know you. I can feel it right through you. Thank you. And tell her I love her very much. How are we doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well as I speak to you. I feel even better.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you as well. Tell me about these strange experiences in your dream time. What, very rare question. I mean, I get the question every day.
it was, I just wanted to tell you quickly my experience last night. It's a little embarrassing, I would say. I dreamt that I was arguing or having a heated argument with my father. And I got so angry that I could not convince him in the argument. I held his head and I somehow scratched him with my nails. And the odd thing was I was scratching my husband who was sleeping next to me. I scratched my husband's abdomen with my nails. I couldn't believe. And I woke up. Of course. Mm-hmm. I understood my body was completely hijacked somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And it's So I quickly did an entity release from CLS. Yet I could not understand how could I be attacking my husband. I mean, they're using me, my body. I totally understand. But where is my body cue? Where have they taken me? Am I, what are they doing to me in these other timelines? I mean, how do I get myself back from there? And
Yes, very good. Is it okay to be really frank? So I can answer comprehensively, or I can taint it so it's not so personal. Which way would you like to go?
anyway, you can
Okay,
anyway
thank you.
serves everybody.
Standard, thank you for being so honest and so brave, and you're going to teach so many people. So this is very, very common, not necessarily the scope and that you're talking about, or the information will be personal to you, and everybody else will maybe have a different experience. But for the most part, when you leave your body, which was engineered to map and track and have IP addresses and having a very large brain, I can't tell when the light is going to leave the body in most cases, because it's so spontaneous from the point you fall asleep. You go bing, you're out of there like in a split second. So you go flying around the universe. This is just a generic term, but you go flying around the universe, being many things, and then you come back in. For the most part, the alien technology that's in our epigenetics and our DNA has made it. There's a delay there, just enough so they can see us come back in the body. And I know I've said it a lot on the radio. So if I can now wait there for you and get you hooked up, and so I get to harvest light if I'm a dark being, and I get to possess your light for just a few moments. Is all they're really looking for, trying to sustain a body with light beings. So, for the most part, you could standardize on how do I get more control of Nyana while she doesn't know that she's Nyana. That's pretty standard. And how do I trade the space when I do get them hooked up, whether it's abductions throughout the day or night? Really, the abductions are the same at night or day. There's no different. I don't want anyone to be scared of going to sleep. But even going to sleep has been engineered in your epigenetics and your DNA. So you're not supposed to go to sleep, everyone. Very unusual. You would rest. Don't you think it's funny that you go to sleep? And it's very bizarre that you would have this much night in many parts of your countries. It's very rare to have this many these types of, and it's very rare to ever have a mechanical moon over your head as well. So there's a lot of tools that I can use to stage opportunities to, let's say, see when you come back in the body. Now, to answer your question, why would you do that? That's obviously not you, is it?
Definitely not something
You
to
didn't
cause my body. I'm
right. And so you're reacting to, now imagine if I could get you hooked up for 8 hours a day instead of just three minutes. That's that. Now you can see the real game. What if I could take over your entire body while getting an essence of you at the same time? Not a fun topic, is it?
Wow.
And really, and that's
It
why,
seems like
and that's my suggestion to increase your life force energy every day is really good tool. And I know it gets a little cumbersome and we're not always in convenient places, but it does work. Increase your life force energy, they can't get in anymore.
may I add to that cue? When
Please.
you spoke about David Strait, and when I read that article on For the People.space, I cried. I cried because, I knew what what a man he was. But also deep down, I felt many of us are being hounded like that. And for reasons we don't know, and for reasons, you know, we don't, we are not, many of us are not doing, you know, huge work in public eye, you know, and serving the people or, you know, anything like that. You know, many of us leading lives under a rock, you know, literally hiding under a rock. Yet they come hounding on us. I really felt that.
Well,
I don't know if it's a mind energy question. Why?
That's, it's great. No, you did really well. So we, beautiful observation. So we are erring on the side of education because we know, in addition, the more we put absolution to this is actually happening, it makes them more powerful. But if we, if you don't know it's happening and you just think you're dreaming and you just think you're going to Disneyland and all these people are being abducted, we would err on the side of giving them a little more power because we're educating you that there's demons taking over your thoughts, which are translated into actions like attacking your husband before you will truly wake up, things like that. So we've always erred on that side. Those are, that's my team. We you're not going to be able to slow us down. It's just semantics. So I wouldn't be, don't be worried about us. We do the, this is our job. This is what we do. We take shots for you. We're, and you teach us what help you need. Never stop. Never stop calling in and never be scared of anything. Only know you live in perfect peace and harmony and love. I hope that helps. We're here now. We're definitely, we are, I know you know the answer. We're here now. We do not give ground. We are fine. We're just fine. It's just activating our true self when we make decisions. That's the only thing we have to do now. It's really great. It's called common sense in many cases. Beautifulness to you. I love the emotions. Thank you. Is there anything else I can do to support and help you today?
There's some wind behind my wings, beneath my wings, which you do anyways, Q, which you do.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me in. Thank you so much. Oh, tell your friend, our mutual friend there, that I would like her to interview me.
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
Our mutual friend, can you tell our mutual friend I would like her to interview me?
Oh, I'll see how I can get the message. Yeah, I will. I shall. I'm sure
okay.
I shall.
We're buying her a mansion in California, too. So, anyway.
No, we're not. We're not letting it go so fast. I'm sorry.
I know. She's my team, man. She's on my team. Any other questions?
I'll give it back to you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank
My
you.
Great love to you. Loving My mom. Great love to you. Thank you so much for that call. That's great. Hey, this is a good day today on Timelines. Right on. All right, let's see. Let's do Beth from Washington, line 3. Questions on the Sphinx and leaving the Matrix. That's 2 questions. Go ahead, Beth. You there?
hi, Q. Oh, my gosh. This is such a perfect segue.
Cool.
To the previous call. So the first thing I have to say is we are not crazy if we feel like we're being attacked. So I just want to say that to everyone. It's making me emotional because it's so disconcerting when other people can't believe that these crazy things can be happening to us, right?
Now you know the reason. And it's because we're getting more awareness.
I know.
We're getting so savvy. Yeah. They're like, you guys need to stay in there. You're not leaving. A game here for everyone is you guys aren't leaving. You're staying in your little box. And that's that. Yep.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So this is the exact question I have today, too. And so that was the first thing I want to say is that, yes, the value of information, that the invaluable information that you and everyone on the team is sharing is so important to help us get back to our knowing. So anyway, my current question today, and I loved the post on Egypt so much. It addressed so many questions I have, and there's so much information in there that's beautiful. And so I'm calling with a couple of a question about refining some energy tools that I'm working with, technologies that were referred to in that post. So this is why I got emotional about just the degree of attacks we're getting, because the dark is being so strategic. So in the last few weeks, my big inspiration, of course, is to increase our ability to dream and create our move to our incredible land. We were there yesterday. We even had fun yesterday playing with all the power lines going away, because we were taking a walk under the power lines, and you were just talking about that. Like, all of that's going away. So we were doing some of that creation yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So the question I have today is that I've been experiencing here in my beautiful home, my sanctuary in the city, that there's been, seems to have been an increase in 5G and some targeted energetic attacks that weaken my natural ability to work with the other kinds of infiltration. And so I started working with to get my physical body and lower and create timelines to weaken my ability to stay present and create. So it's, I'm aware of what's happening, but still I have to heal my body. So the tool that dropped in on top of the light shift sessions and everything else I was doing was the inspiration to add an iron dome technology in the peace energy that I install around my home every night, because I just love that feeling of the iron dome that President Trump and that you've been teaching about. So then the article about the Sphinx, I've had the privilege of standing between the paws of the Sphinx a couple times, and I know at dawn, and I know the feeling of love that emanates from that beautiful hidden city. Is the article talked about how 5G is such a powerful technology that can be used in so many ways, but the light is stronger, and that we will have technology that's stronger. So my feeling is our spirit can do it right now. And the Sphinx article talked about how the way the city, the hidden city, is protected, we will soon be given that technology. So I'm just curious if you can share anything. I felt a big shift. I was able to start getting resilience back with that practice and one other one I want to ask you about. But is this a like a practical way that we can start calling in source to keep that Tesseract energy around us, use something like the Iron Dome, or do you have another suggestion?
Great question. Thank you so much. Okay, so it's an outstanding question. So the reason that you're seeing, so this is a 2,000 year stair stepping. Remember, as I've said many times, ascension is every 2,000 years plus or minus, based on the way you're measuring time. Anyway, so when you look at the technology of the Great Pyramids, as an example, Giza, or otherwise, the opportunities there are right in front of our face, but we're not taught it as children. So I have explained the power that's been hidden from us is the electromagnetic etheric fields that our planet feels and enjoys and participates with, that's been hidden from us. And or if I can make a grid system with all of us, so if all of us are light, if I can transfer that continuously over time, the enlightening process is what you're calling it, you're going to, because you're going through the etheric, the only reason I use those words is because you don't have any words to explain it. So it's they're incomplete statements, but that's what we have here for English language. So when you're able to touch source concurrently with what you're calling manifestation of the outcome, in this case, computations, direct current, you know, just all the etheric capabilities of source are here. It's just a matter of if we're going to relieve ourselves from overthinking things and just feel it into our reality is the best I can do with the English language. Does that help?
Yes, thank you. And that leads into my second question, which was the other tool that I was guided to on top of the techniques and lightship clearings and things to heal my body just from this current thing, was to remember to work directly with the electromagnetic field of the earth. And that was addressed beautifully in the article about the copper tubes, copper wires around plants. Mm-hmm. And you were just talking about this. So I was just wondering, and so you just addressed that. So that's the other thing I've been doing, is making sure that I work with the earth spirit to pull that light up and specifically ask for the support I need in the same way that I do my water. So I just wondered if you had anything to add to those techniques of working directly with the earth spirit. You and I had a beautiful conversation a few months ago about running that energy through our bodies. And if the frequency of copper is anything significant for our physical bodies, that was referred to in the article, or the spiraling energy. Because up till now, I've just been running it directly, but I am kind of intrigued about playing with spiral a little bit too. So I don't know if you have anything to add or if that feels enough for today.
No, I believe I'd be preaching the choir. Obviously, the water that is associated with vortices on your planet is astonishing.
Yeah.
In addition to that technology. So not for you, but the listeners, there are very special places of vortices that you've created on your planet that are just for you in many cases. And it's just a matter of feeling out where that was. So if you can be on a vortice that's legacy to you, and I mean hundreds of thousands of years, that's the only adder I would say. You've been here many, many times before you experience this kind of biosphere on this planet. This planet is a dark planet now, but it wasn't always. So some of these leftovers are still here. Hope that helps.
It helps a lot. Thank you.
Cool. And you'll find them.
Can I ask one more?
No. You can do two more.
Okay. So as this is part of leaving the matrix, as mm-hmm. we increase our coherence, our ability to stabilize in our light and that is partly by finding the natural places on the on this beautiful world that support us, will we naturally transcend out of this sonata with the ice wall, like you referenced Antarctica a few minutes ago? Will mm-hmm. we just naturally be part of the whole planet? Because that's what I feel when I connect with her spirit and work with her. Mm-hmm. Is that a helpful, is that just a natural part of our evolution, that we'll be communicating with all the spirits and all the beautiful beings on this planet?
Yep, that is very common to do. And so some of the ascension symptoms that I'm observing is education. So I'm going to go back to my home planet, might be next door. Okay, so because we're multidimensional beings. Ra and I work every day saying, okay, what do we want to create here this time? And inevitably we make Mesopotamia every single time, everywhere we live. So we will always want a very Egyptian feeling, very Mediterranean feeling. She wants hot weather. I always want cold weather. Not easy solution. I am always, I'm always cold person, Viking. She's always a Mediterranean person, so to speak. So we always live in two different areas in your realms to complement the areas we're in, where it's needed, where the most attention is. It's a very long story, but we do it over and over again because this is the way we live here. there's a lot of diversity in our planet and our weather. And the planet, once you realize, is multidimensional, means you're actually going to leave your planet, but it's going to be maybe a mirror of what you assume life will be like. Not a place. Remove place from what you're going to create. You're going to go create the outcome that you want in a dimension that you prefer. You're not going to another planet per se, even though it may be your home planet. I'm saying you're going to go create that home planet that could be right on the backside of this planet. So that's the best I can do.
Beautiful. And that's in terms of the article was referencing, or that specific article referencing Orion and how we can feel optimism from the healing that's happened in that system. And that's because we can feel our resonance now that we're getting more multidimensional, our abilities back. We can feel our resonance on other planets too. And that helps us create here, which is what you're saying, right?
You're going to be able to live. And there's a question coming up about free will. Free will is, it's a convenient statement, and it's all garbage, because your dream, there's no such thing as a free will universe, because you're the one controlling the universe. There's no cop out here. There's no guard. There's no rules. Everything's, it's the wild, wild west, everyone. So when you dream, is what you basically stated. If we would just dream the next outcome, and you go, but why is it so slow here? You keep saying this. Well, it really isn't. It really isn't that slow. In fact, it's really fast. But you're in this incredible body that can just go, wait a minute, I'm more than this body. It's still the body, this type of human still has the potential to go, I'm way more than just this body. So that alone, and the power you have when you dream, just like the other caller who got abducted coming in, that shows you how powerful you are. Somebody wants your attention, that's for sure. So anyway, that's my suggestion, is once you see the outcome you want, it will appear. And it may not be in this physical life. It will be in your hyperspace and or interdimensional and or etheric lives. It's right there. It's right underneath our nose. And you're starting to feel it. We couldn't have this conversation 10 years ago on Coast to Coast, could we?
No.
But he still did.
Thank you. He did a pretty good job.
He did a pretty
good job. Words he gave to that. That is so helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great call. Keep calling in. Beth, I always love your call. Very, very well put together. Let's do line 5. Mary, got you again, Thomas, from New York on line 5. What is it like to live in a not free-willed universe? Are you there, Mary?
Yes, I am, Q. Thank you. Thank you for answering.
Good
question that I did have. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Yeah, I'm discussing I guess it's from conditioning. I love living in a free will universe where we have everything from the very dark to the very light, and looking to create, what do I want to create? Because I wouldn't want to live in anything that didn't have the variety of obviously everything. So that question came into a discussion with my family member. And then I realized, well, maybe you will give me an example of what it's like being in a more of a control the chaos universe. And I'm thinking, I don't know about that. So you answered it right now for me. Thank you. Because I am looking for the hot climate and the cold climate. The woods are cold and the water is hot. And that's what I'm going to create. You said think big, right? So, and it's like, sounds impossible, but I think I'm trusting that I'm getting it now because of all this work that we've been doing together and just listening to you and staying plugged into my expansion, plugged into your expansion, and everybody's sharing. It's been phenomenal. So thank you. So now I'm
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now for the audience, notice how many groups on your planet will do our best. Many of your communications, telecommunications, books, channelers have created this theme around free-willed universes. It should get more obvious that there's not, we don't, when you go to create a universe, it's, you're not at the architect table and drawing it out.
Right.
Because you're so fast. You're like instantly can create a universe. Every time you turn around, you create another universe. That's how fast we are.
Yep.
And that's my gleaning for you all is let's just use our, when you make your heart being the primary decision maker, that makes another universe.
Wow. I am, we are getting it. We are. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's here and it's just like, okay. You know, wow. I have no words. Again, no words. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love
thank
you. So
thank
much.
You for the call. My great love to you. Thank you for calling and never stop, please. Thank you for that call, BBS. I'll move on. Let's see where I'm going to move on to. I'm here now. One way you can test out multidimensional beings in your reality is as in North America, as spring starts, you're going to see frogs come out at night and start singing. You say, no, they're seasonal because it's not cold anymore. The seasons change, so they're coming out. the toad kings usually steer their tribes in areas that feel good. So toads, frogs, they have the same volume of consciousness you have. You think you're pretty smart. These frogs are probably smarter than most humans here because they've learned to only use consciousness, be in a perfect state of peace, and migrate through dimensions whenever they want. So if you want to see a fairy, find a frog village out in your ponds and your springs and your rivers. They're very good at going where it is high frequency, which you're calling seasons. They do have seasonal migration, but they're really favoring the energetics of your area. So if you're around a lot of frogs, you're probably in a very good spot and or a little more hooked up to your planet. All right, let's keep it going here. Let's see. Let's do line one. Skip to you. Sorry. Line one, energy being from Florida on line one. Can two beings who are in astral spirit know each other at the same time? Rhonda. No, it's not Rhonda. It's energy being. Sorry.
Hi, human.
What are we doing? What are we being? Energy being. Are you being energy or are you being? So you're Chinese. Being, hello to you. Hello to you, being. Hello, being.
Oh, you're so funny.
Okay, what are we doing? What is this question here? You already know the answer. I find this comical, but go ahead.
Well, this memory just keeps coming back this week, and it's of being in a delicious kissing session that was just endless, and we were so relaxed and. Mm-hmm. I experienced being super present in my body and then at the same time having vision of flying over a coastland and really experiencing the waves coming up against the shore and then the shore, the land seemingly going out and meeting the ocean as well, the moves and the water and the smells, everything was present in both places at once with this partner and in the sky witnessing the land and the sea. Oh, and I reached back because I really got, like, it really felt like an experience that we were creating coastline somehow. And I reached back to ask him if he got the same thing. And then, you know, pretty much just stopped the whole entire process because I wanted to talk about it. And he was not there experiencing the same vision or experience outside of the body while being in the body. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And so
Okay.
now, what is an orgasm?
An orgasm.
Now, as far as the spirit is concerned, so you more or less in your question field, they've given me is, can two beings who are in astral spirit or astral plane know each other at the same time? And your answer would be,
Well, the question is actually, can we both go somewhere in the astral while being together in body and see each other there? There was another experience with him also where that happened, which is triggering back to how you opened the homesteading show about these three-letter agencies and how they use these, let's say, journey materials to track us.
Now it looks like he's sitting there too.
No, definitely not.
Now, how do you know? How do
Unless,
you know his astral spirit's not sitting here?
Because I fired him.
Okay, let me show. Okay, hang on. Hang on just
Oh,
a second. Of course.
Actually,
No, watch this.
Yeah.
Okay, now watch this. All right. Great question. What if there was not one secret in the universe?
Yeah, true.
So all you're saying is, how do I get relief from awareness in this body is all you've talked about so far. What's limiting me to get to the astral plane, which is unlimited knowledge and or what you really are capable of doing, et cetera, many, many words we could use. Can two beings, yes, meet outside of their bodies, yes, every day, all day? Okay, I'll tell you how
and recognize each other.
That
Yes,
absolutely.
yes.
So
How do you and Ross, please? Thank you.
So when we merge in physicality here, we're doing our best. It's so easy for us. It's instant. So we're doing our best to get taught from you where your hindrances are. So if I'm in physicality with Ra here, and other places in the universe, what if I am truly speaking the truth and I truly am on five different planets and I'm in multiple bodies here on planet Earth? How could I be present with Ra at that single point of time? Well, you're already in an astral plane. If you would, you're not going in, you're here. You're actually dreaming. You're in an astral plane here. This is the dream, not when you go and dream. So if we could invert that statement is my great goal to everyone. We merge just by putting our foreheads together. Yes, we make love. Yes, we give foot rubs. We can merge no matter what we're doing remotely or in physicality. And you all can do it too. So when you say you fired this individual, you can still go meet up with them. You could still find them. In this very conversation, you could feel them, know them, and you would have some participation or not. Some of us are very, very
even
good
if they're
at
from a three-letter agency, and I really want to remove any tracking that might be residual from that.
Okay, so most of these chats are really good at cloaking themselves. They got professionally trained by probably me. They can cloak themselves. They know how to follow people and not have a signature when they look them in the back. So many of these individuals do not, if they're tracking you, they don't put their essence into your head or any of your auric field. They're very good at this. And so that's why I want to be a tool for all of you, because I do this with aliens inverted every day. I hunt down aliens all day. And here we are. So yes is the answer to your question, but I have a feeling you already knew the answer.
So is this a broad command? I mean, will this
okay,
be
you got
included in removing anything
okay.
from me?
Okay, so you got tricked. You're ready to say, right? You got.
Ooh,
three letter agency people don't make mistakes when they're picking a relationship.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. Thank you for bringing this forward. Thank you for bringing this forward.
Thank you for bringing it forward at the beginning of homesteading.
Yeah, it's just when you all query your hearts is why I start the agendas every shows now, because it's getting so prominent now. You're getting, you all, the questions that you asked me compared to 5 years ago to now, getting really savvy, getting really, really good when I'm not on the radio. I get all of your thirst, and every week I do my best to coalesce it with what you might want. And that's why you all, more and more, you're saying, this is a perfect segue into I want it, because we're all talking at the same time.
Yes, and we feel so heard. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. All right. What should we do? What should we do now?
So,
whatever we want, right?
Yeah, what do we want to do?
No more rules, man. No more rules. That's how I see it.
Exactly. Wild, wild west.
That's right. All right. Will you say hello to all your peeps for me? You have another question.
Well, being able to be untrackable now, if these materials were used in the past to track us, to get our address, blah blah blah, all of that stuff, to be free from that, we get rid of our technology, we do the clearings and the creation lightship, and really just stop thinking about them. Yes, stop creating them.
Correct. Correct. Here, I'll show you a couple games going on right now in your media. You're going to see whether you what how much of your media is actually real and or mind control for you is up to you. You'll figure it out. But one topic you'll see is we're putting tariffs on other countries because they may have more control of cloning, alien technology, others. America has incredible, incredible technology here. And I can tell you firsthand, witnessing it, bringing it here, creating it, etc. But you'll find that your politics are now out in the open that are a little more fun to see. And that is, we're putting tariffs on all these countries that are trying to take control of this and that. It doesn't really matter. And then you'll see that Don Trump, the military, I should say, and incredible light beings are in that cabinet now. If you can look in their eyes, a lot of times they hide their eyes from the camera, but you have light beings in the United States cabinet now, and you can tell who they are. You can tell who they are. Now, why would I tariff every single thing on the planet except cell phones? So that's a type of negotiation. Because we don't want you attacked. I can send a message in a cell phone and scramble your mind. No problem.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people who are on these machines looking in the camera day in and day out, those are actually energy weapons. Because all I have to do is program you through these cameras. So if I had one suggestion for everybody, quit taking selfies. Quit taking videotapes. Look, it works perfectly. Everyone's got a picture of themselves, don't they? Even that's rigged.
I have tape on top of the camera.
Most people, everyone's dying to get me. All the bad guys are dying to get me into a movie set or a camera operated theater of some kind, because they can get you there. They can cut and paste you, and they can mind control you with those big, huge cameras that are on. And the TV guys are the most obvious. This cannot affect our democracy. This cannot affect our democracy. That's all mind control there. It's beautifully done and or cloned up, rigged up. So I hope that helps a little bit. And sorry to get off the vine a little bit there on the topic, but we're starting to figure out that we're watching thought. We are not thought. We process information through our knowledge center and then translate it. You just explained and taught everybody that. Thank you.
Thank you. One quick question.
Mm-hmm. Please.
If we have visions, If we have visions that make us emotional, especially if it's repeating, that is an abduction, yes? I just want
say
to
it
say
one
that to
say
help
it, yes,
someone.
yes say it one more time. I think you're close there. Let's see. Say it one more time again. Different direction though.
A friend is having visions, memories of you in an environment. And every time it happens, he cries and cries and cries and cries, he says. And I wonder if this is abductions.
Okay, so you already know the answer, though.
Yeah.
You can just from your statement, at least, I am only processing the past, so I'm going to make it the future. And now the emotion of need, lack of, where is it? I need this thing. I need my teddy bear. This is complete. Anything associated with the past, I'm sorry, everyone, is not you. You can observe the past. Don't get me wrong here now. Maybe history lessons are good for us, but our real horsepower is just our synchronicity with our core. So you can already tell that if someone cannot get rid of the past, that you'd say that's just a micro abduction. No, that is the human. That's why we're all abducted, because we can't forget. You don't need memory. It is an abduction. Your memory is an abduction. You don't need memory. And the more you don't use memory and you just use your core, it goes away and you just watch thoughts come in and they're not yours. You watch, you're all 100% psychic. You're super psychic. And you keep processing information over and over and over again. And then I got to do this and I got to do that. That's almost always has to do with memory. Hope that helps.
Precisely. Thank you so much. Love you so
Thank
much.
You so much. My great love to you. Thank you. Keep calling in. I love you. Thank you for the call. All right, BBS, I'll call it for the day. Thank you for the people. Nope. Never mind. I got a couple hours in a way, in a few here. Who knows what'll show up a couple hours. I thank you for listening. Hope we were of some help to you today and of great, great love and care. I love you so much, and it's just an honor to get to do this with you and go through the ascension cycle with you. Thank you for the people.space and BBS Radio and PRQ team. Beautiful day to you. Good day.